It's time for Backyard Almanac. Larry Weber is an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac. Good morning to you, Larry.
Yeah, good morning. I'm enjoying the morning here outside. This is the warmest morning we've had in the last several days. We are colder than normal, and to say that in January is pretty impressive. The average temperature right now, average high is about 20, low is about 3, which averages out to about 11.5 to 12 degrees for the average temperature right now. But as of now, the average temperature so far has been about 7. So we have been lower than normal. We've had several days of below zero. The Weather Service recorded the lowest temperature so far, minus 9. At my house, we had minus 11 a couple of times. So, yes, it's off to a wonderful start. And that wonderful start can translate into more ice as we go through the month. A little bit over a week from now, we're going to be about halfway through and not having any days above low 20s is pretty impressive. There is this phenomenon that happens every year in January known as the January thaw. I think I've seen only one January ever that didn't have it. It always seems to happen, and the temperatures get up into the 30s at that time, but certainly not in the forecast as we see it now. Yes, colder than normal, but also considerably less normal than normal is snowfall. The amount of snow that has fallen since the first of the year, the Weather Service says 0.2 inches. At my house, I think it was about 0.25 inches, not much of a difference, but it was enough to cover the crusty, hard snow that we had and to cover the ice surfaces that I walk on the lake and the swamp. It covered them enough to be able to see some animal tracks, and I'll talk about that in a moment. Since we've last spoken, perihelion has come and gone, the time at which we are closest to the sun. We are starting to get a little further away from the sun. Also, on the next day, we started to have sunrises a little bit earlier, and they're going to continue. We are now having daylight more than 20 minutes longer than it was a month ago. So, yes, the days are definitely getting longer, and we will see that as we continue to go through this month. Let's go back to the tracks. Animal tracking is just a spectacular way of seeing what's going on around us. You know, we have the Christmas bird count, and I'll talk about that in a second. That's our way of getting out to see how many birds are around us. But what do we do to see how many mammals are around us? There's a lot of them. There are many that are active at night, even if it's cold. So we don't see them. And if we had to rely only on what we see with the mammals, we would think, okay, we have a population of squirrel and deer, but we don't have much else. Well, it turns out there are plenty more. And those plenty more will leave their tracks in the snow. And you don't need much snow. This little quarter inch of snow that we got this week was enough to make their tracks show up. And I saw, the usuals of the foxes and the deer. But I also saw mink and weasel and fisher and otter and a couple kinds of mice and snowshoe hare. I saw tracks of all of those. Now, of those, the only ones I actually saw was the squirrel and the deer. Everything else was leaving their tracks. So I think it's just a great way. So we're forecasted to have some snow coming up this weekend. It's not going to be a lot. But I would suggest to get out and take a look after. I always find about the day or two after the new snow is the best time to see tracks. The new snow covers up all the old tracks, and it's like it's starting all over again, and we can see plenty of it there. So, yeah, I'd suggest getting out. Now, since we last spoke, I talked about having the Christmas bird count. Well, the Christmas bird count has been all compiled. We've been doing here in Carlton County, we've been doing the Christmas bird count for close to 40 years, and we've come out with a pretty consistent number of almost always between 30 and 35 species of birds that are seen on that day. This year it was no different. We were right in the middle. We were at 33. Most of the birds were the obvious ones that we expected, the woodpeckers, the chickadees, crows, ravens, nuthatches, grouse, wild turkeys, and so forth. But there were also a few that were unexpected. I was expecting to see crossbills, but I was not expecting to see as many white-winged crossbills as we did. Then there were some complete surprises. Yes, there was a black-billed magpie that was observed, actually two of them. They were observed on a deer carcass that was along a road here in Carlton County. Black-billed magpies are a bird of the West. They have a range that extends all the way to northern Minnesota, and there are places in northern Minnesota, namely up by the Canadian border and International Falls, where they're really not that hard to see. And then coming down from there, they're often seen in the Sac Zimbog area near Cotton. But in Carlton County, they are pretty unusual. And I only knew of one sighting before we had this in the Christmas bird count. So quite a great discovery. And then, if that's not enough, there was also a sighting of peregrine falcon. Now, peregrine falcons are not really that rare, but they have been, they usually are earlier in the season, but to have one at Christmas bird count was quite a good sighting. So yes, it was a very good day. Anyway, take care. Have a good one.
Thanks very much, Larry. That is Larry Weber. Larry's an educator, author, and naturalist, and he joins us every Friday for Backyard Almanac.